This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On Air.
You are listening to Kwentuhang Filipino, brought to you by Dunedin Philippine Club Incorporated on Otago Access Radio.
Kwentuhang Filipino, tayo magkasama.
Kwentuhang tawa ng musika at balita.
Dito sa ORFM, damang-dama ang saya.
Kwentuhang Filipino, para sa ating lahat.
Yes! Time check! Time check! Pakitama ang inyong orasan! Oras sa Pilipinas! Dito sa NZ, sa buong mundo, pati dyan sa Mars. And the whole universe is... syempre pa! It is Kwentuhang Pilipino time na naman!
Papaya!
Woo! Oh yes! Oh yes! Kwentuhang Pilipino time! Masaganang bagong taon po muna sa lahat. Grabe! Tumingin ka din ba sa relo mo, Brad? Grabe yon, grabe yon. Akala nyo magbibigay ng oras ba si DJ? Naisahan kayo ni DJ. Well, anyway, mapagpalang gabi po muna sa lahat. And kia ora. Sumain nyo ang kasaganaan and good health. Good health ngayon ngang 2026. So, kamusta ba ang inyong... bagong taon, kabayan? So, ano daw? Nagkaputukan daw ba? Well, yeah, sana all, no? Sana all. Sana all. Sana all nagkaputukan. Well, it's kwentuhang Filipino time nga ulit. Pero, on time tayo dito. On time tayo dito. Pag nagkakadikit kasi yung mga words na, alam mo yun, Filipino at time. Parang iba yung meaning no? Iba yung meaning pag dinidikit mo lang yan Pero, para sa mga bago lang na nakikinig sa atin, we are airing live from here in Otago, New Zealand, ngayong Monday night. So, speaking of New Year, ang color of the year daw. Ang color of the year daw, itong parang suot ko ngayon, no? Yung white or puti. However, ito daw ay shade of white na medyo one of a kind. At tinatawag daw ito na white cloud dancer. Okay. So if white ang suot mo, gumiling ka lang siguro ng konti. Okay na ba 'yon? White cloud dancer na ba? White cloud dancer na ba 'yon? Joke lang. Paano ko ba siya i-describe? So, parang white na medyo madumi. So, kung may white ka na siguro wag mo na lang labhan ng 2 days. Ganun siguro. Para ano na. Wag mo na lang labhan ng 2 days, no? So, paano ko ba i-describe? Paki-Google mo na lang daw. Mas madali pa. Ang gulo mo talaga, DJ. Ang gulo mo. Well, anyway, ngayon nga ay buwan ng Enero, unang buwan, unang linggo ng taon. So, paalam, ciao, goodbye 2025, and welcome 2026. So, ang sabi nila, yung mga bad vibes daw, or yung mga masamang nangyari sa'yo last year, dapat daw para maganda ang start ng taon, dapat daw kalimutan mo na yan. Tama ba yun? Don't live in the past, pati yung mga utang mo kay Aling. Pati yung mga utang mo kay Aling Mercy or dyan sa tindahan ni Kuya Ararman, siguro huwag mo nang isipin yon. Ilista mo na lang sa tubig. Well, Joke lang sir, pagbati muna ng karawan kay sana mabasa ko ng tama yung second name niya. Caleb Akio Garlando, anak ng mga healthcare workers natin yan diyan sa yan sa DHB. Si Jerry at si Swingly G. G for Garlando. So yun. Happy first birthday and happy christening. Welcome to the Christian world, Caleb. Yung birthday ko kasi dito, pang inuman to eh. Yung happy birthday song natin din, hindi natin to pwedeng i-play. So, sino bang nag-host ng party niyan? Yung ano, yung makulit na host na pugi-pugi? Well, gusto mo bang bumate? May co-host ako ngayon dito, may kasama ako ngayon. Pwede ka bang bumate sa mga friends mo? Okay lang ba?
You mean family.
Oh yeah, greet your family. Greet them Happy New Year or Merry Christmas. Come on.
Maligayang Pasko, kabayan.
And yon, ang grabe. And how about your family? You want to greet them on the air? Come on. Greet them on the air or your friends. That's Elise greeting you Merry Christmas. Maligayang Pasko daw, kabayan. Grabe. So salamat. So sino pa bang babatiin natin? Batiin natin yung ano? Batiin natin siguro yung kaibigan ko diyan na manager na.
Aki, it's Aki for
Aki.
Yes.
Okay, she's correcting me about the name of our celebrant. Caleb Aki.
No, it's Aki. Mommy
Aki
told
lang,
me.
Aki lang.
Yes.
So just I Caleb Aki.
No, you said Ethan's brother is Caleb before, but okay. It's actually Aki.
Okay, thank you for the correction. Salamat. Okay, so pati hindi natin yung kaibigan ko diyan na manager na ngayon, si Paring Helon, magpapairum ka ba? Big time ka na, hindi ka na namamansin. And batiin ko rin si, ano rin, batiin din natin si Ate. Saan ka dang? Batiin din natin si, ano, si Ate Gabby Morte. Hindi niya birthday, pero basta, matapang na bata. Hindi ko na i-detalye, no? She is the daughter of our healthcare workers din sa DHB, si Ace, and yun nga, si Mel, Ace, and Mel Morte. So, grabe, matapang na bata si Gabby. Okay, tuloy-tuloy po tayo. And yon, for those who just turn on their radio, thanks for tuning in. This is still your DJ Jay. Ang kasama mo sa isang oras na kwentuhang Pilipino para sa ating lahat. Yes, para sa lahat. Buntis man o kuba, may ngipin o wala. So, this is for you, for me, and the entire human race. Ano ba yan, DJ? Michael Jackson yarn. So, now before I reveal yung kwentuhan topic natin for tonight, eh serbisyong bayan muna tayo, no, ng very quick. Meron kasi tayo ditong nabasa na post from Filipinos in NZ na page na napaka-importante. Basahin natin, no? Sa mga work visa holders at pagod ng lumaban for residency siguro itong sinasabi niyang laban. At nagdesisyon na ipagpaliban muna ang kanilang NC Dream. At nagdesisyon ang umuwi sa Pilipinas, pumunta daw po kayo muna sa IRD. Dalhin ang kopya ng ticket, passport, work visa at bank details para kayo po daw ay mabigyan ng tax refund. Okay, so baka may kilala po kayong mga ganito na gusto ng umuwi or kung nakauwi na naman, sa mga nakauwi na po ay hindi nakakuha ng refund dito ay kumontak po kayo sa IRD. Sana lang po yung mga bank accounts nyo po ay active pa para makatanggap po kayo ng tax refund. So, ang website ng IRD is www.ird.gov.nz. Okay. So, tonight is our episode number 15. So, thank God it's Monday. Kabanata ikalabing lima. Tama ba? Kabanata ikalabing lima.
Papaya!
Yeah! So, yes, let us celebrate this wonderful Monday. TGIM, TGIM. And feel the vibe, feel the good vibe. Yeah. It is another wonderful evening. So tonight, ngayong gabi, wala tayong masyadong pag-uusapan. Wala tayong masyadong pag-uusapan. And having said that, okay, bye. Matampuhin ka naman, Brad. Okay, sige. Damihan natin ang pag-uusapan. Ha? Damihan natin. So ang kwentuhan natin tonight is about... It's about yung mga pinapangarap mo every time na dumadating ang New Year. O, di ba? Napakamot ka agad ng ulo. Eto, isipin mo, sa dinabi namin ng mga nasabi mong New Year's resolution, alin doon ang tumama? Alin doon? So, yun nga, wala ka rin maalala, di ba? That's why my New Year's resolution last year was... Hindi na ako maglilista. I won't make New Year's resolution list anymore. I quit. Ayoko na. Grabe. Okay din yung pasok mo, Derek, ha. Okay yung pasok mo. Muntik ako maluha sa pasok mo, ha. Well, kidding aside, huwag kang magsawa. Sa kasusulat ng inyong New Year's resolution, kasi ibig sabihin daw niyan, yun, gusto mo ng magandang pagbabago or improvement sa buhay mo or to your lifestyle. Yun, so ngayon, bibigyan ka namin, ang kwentuhan natin tonight is pag-uusapan natin yung mga New Year's resolution na hashtag most failed. Most failed. So, bibigyan kita ng top 10, a rundown of the most failed New Year's resolution of all time. Kung ang iniisip mo na New Year's resolution ay pumasok dito or nandito sa list. Well, kalimutan mo na yan. Isip ka na lang ng iba. Hindi. Joke lang. Pero, okay yun ha. Magandang title yun para sa episode ito, no? Mga... New Year's resolution na wag mo na ilista. Please. May please pa talaga. New Year's resolutions that shouldn't be on your list. Yun. So, ibibigay ko sa'yo ang sampu sa listahan na yan. But wait. Sandali lang. Because there's more. Oh, salesman ang datingan mo, brada. Hindi. Para maging sulit at worthwhile ang pagtambay mo tonight, sampu or top 10 boy band songs of all time ang ibibigay din natin, and we will play them for you in our episode tonight. May nag-iisip siguro dyan, eto manok ko, Backstreet Boys, dapat number one yan, ha? Grabe, nag-assume ka agad. Well, yan din naman ang hula ko, pero it's still very interesting to know kung ano-ano yung mga nasa top 10, 'di ba? Not just the bands on the list, but might as well kung anong songs nila ang pumasok sa listahan, 'di ba? Okay, so wala nang maraming buladas, DJ. Ipasok mo na ang number 10. Meron ba akong drum roll diyan? At ang pumasok, here's at number 10, drum roll. Yes. So this is a hit song by the band O-Town in 2001. This is All or Nothing.
I want it all or nothing. bottom, it's now or never.
So that's once again ang bandang O-Town with their hit song nung 2001 na All or Nothing. Yes, yes, salamat. So to be honest, di ko masyadong kilala. Di ko masyadong kilala yung band, pero ang song na yan talaga is tumatak. O ikaw, kilala mo ba yung O-Town? Kilala mo? Weh, hindi mo yan kilala. Wag ako. Wag ako. Well, oh, sige, ito. Ah, pakipress yung Y sa keypad mo kung kilala mo sila. Press N kung hindi. Ang dami mong alam, DJ, kakainis ka. to pair with this number 10 boy band song. Ito yung number 10 naman daw na hashtag most failed na New Year's resolution. Bigyan mo muna ako ng drum roll. Ang pumasok sa number 10 na most failed New Year's resolution of all time, ito daw yung ano, spend more time with family. Yan daw ang number 10. Well, yun. So, at least hindi siya yung number 1, di ba? Hindi siya yung pumasok sa number 1, nasa number 10 lang. So, para sa gustong ano, ito ah, bigyan ko kayo ng suggestion. Para sa gustong maging totoo yan or ma-achieve mo yung magkaroon ka ng more time sa family mo, siguro panoorin mo yung movie na Click ni Adam Sandler. I don't know, I can't remember which year was it released. Pero sikat yan. Movie na click ni Adam Sandler. So after mo yun mapanood, itong New Year's resolution mo na ito, if nasa list mo siya, eh for sure, ito yung kauna-unahang matutupad mo na resolution. Walang mintis yan. Yes, tama. Walang mintis yan, mga kabayan. Okay. Pasok na agad tayo sa number 9, ha. Agad-agad, may lakad kasi ako, eh. Okay, here's 1999 hit song by the band LFO. Here is Summer Girls.
Yeah. I like it when the girls stop by in the summer. Do you remember? Do you remember when we met that summer? New kids on the block had a bunch of hits. Chinese food makes me sick, and I think it's fly when girls stop by for the summer, for the summer. I like girls that wear Abercrombie and Fitch. I'd take her if I had one wish. Well, she's been gone since that summer. Hip-hop mama, they spick and span. Met you one summer and it all began. You're the best girl that I ever did see. The great Larry Bird, Jersey 33. When you take a sip, you buzz like a hornet. Billy Shakespeare wrote a whole bunch of sonnets. Call me Willie Whistle cause I can't speak, baby. Something in your eyes went and drove me crazy. Now I can't forget you and it makes me mad. Left one day and never came back. Stayed all summer then went back home. Macaulay Culkin wasn't home alone. Deep in love, but now we ain't speaking. Michael J. Fox was Alex P. Keaton. When I met you, I said my name is Rich. You look like a girl from Abercrombie and Fitch. New kids on the block had a bunch of hits. Chinese food makes me sick, and I think it's fly when girls stop by for the summer, for the summer. I like girls that wear Abercrombie and Fitch. I'd take her if I had one wish. But she's been gone since that summer, since that summer. Cherry pants, cold crush, rock stud boogie. Used to hate school, so I had to play hooky. Always been hip to the b-boy style. Known to act wild and make a girl smile. Love New Edition and a Candy Girl. Remind me of you because you rock my world. You come from Georgia where the peaches grow. They drink lemonade and speak real slow. You love hip-hop and rock and roll. Dad took off when you were 4 years old. There was a good man named Paul Revere. I feel much better, baby, when you're near. You love Fun Dip and Cherry Coke. I like the way you laugh when I tell a joke. When I met you, I said my name is Rich. You look like a girl from Abercrombie and Fitch. New kids on the block had a bunch of hits. Chinese food makes me sick, and I think it's fly when girls stop by for the summer, for the summer. I like girls that wear Abercrombie and Fitch. I'd take her if I had one wish. She's been gone since that summer, in the summertime, girls got it going on, shake and wiggle to a hip-hop song, summertime girls are the kind I like, I steal your honey like I stole your bike, boogaloo shrimp and pogo sticks, my mind takes me back there oh so quick, let you off the hook like my man Mr. Limpin', think about that summer and I bug cause I miss it, like the color purple macaroni and cheese, ruby red slippers in a bunch of trees, call you up but what's the use? I like Kevin Bacon, but I hate Footloose. Came in the door, I said it before. Think I'm over you, but I'm really not sure. When I met you, I said my name is Rich. You look like a girl from Abercrombie and Fitch. New kids on the block had a bunch of hits. Chinese food makes me sick, and I think it's fly when girls stop by for the summer, for the summer.
So that's LFO once again with their hit song in year 1999, Summer Girls. And ito pa rin, to pair this number 9 hit boy band hit song, ito ang ating number 9 most failed New Year's resolution of all time. Also at number 9, bigyan mo muna ako ng drum roll. At number 9, ito daw yung fall in love, or siguro more effort para magka-juwa. Juwa yan? Juwa yarn? Well, eto daw kasi hindi mo siya pwedeng i-effort. Kasi sabi nga ng Aldab, hashtag sa tamang panahon. may ganun, DJ. Well, kaya wala siguro ako masyadong mai-share sa inyo dyan, kundi lumuhod. Lumuhod. No, I mean, mag-pray siguro, no, para ma-meet mo si Mr. Wright, ang love of my life, at ang icing sa ibabaw ng cupcake ko. Wow, sarap. Cupcake. Shout out muna dyan kay Kim Chur. Kim Chur, ikaw ba yan? Well, bago pa tayo ma-MTRCB, eh pasukin na natin ang number 8. Top 8 sa, yun nga, mga all-time hit na mga boy band songs. Ito ang 2013 hit song by the band One Direction. Anong hula mo? Alin sa mga songs nila yan? So here is One Direction. It is Story of My Life.
Written in these walls are the stories that I can't explain. I leave my heart open, but it stays right here empty for days. She told me in the morning she don't feel the same about us in her bones. Seems to me that when I die, these words will be written on my stone. And I'll be gone, gone tonight. The ground beneath my feet is open wide. The way that I've been holding on too tight, with nothing in between. The story of my life, I take her home. My heart open, but it stays right here in its cage. I know that in the morning now, see us in the light upon the hill. Although I am broken, my heart is untamed still. And I'll be gone, gone tonight. Fire beneath my feet is burning bright. That I've been holding on so tight, with nothing in between. The story of my life, I'll take her home.
At yun nga ang song ng One Direction in 2013, Story of My Life. Grabe yun. So maraming hit songs ang One Direction, pero I agree na ito. Ito ang kanilang best song. No doubt, no doubt. At ang number 8 pumasok sa most filled New Year's resolution of all time is, bigyan mo ako ng drum roll. Okay. Ito daw is help others with their goals. Yon, yan ang ating number 8. Kasi ano eh, wala. Wala to, malabo, matik, malabo, matupad. Kasi yung iba mong goals, hindi mo nga siya matupad. Tapos uunahin mo pa yung, syempre, yung nasa listahan nung iba. na goal, di ba? So, well, not being selfish, pero siguro ganito lang. Ganito lang. If gusto mo sigurong, ganito, kung gusto, siguro gusto mong magpapayat, no? At si friend mo, eh same kayo. Nasa list nyo yan parehas. So, yayain mo na lang siya mag-Zumba or mag-enroll sa gym. Tama? Tama. Pwede yun, di ba? Pasok, pasok. Yun. So, doing that, eh, you're hitting two birds in one stone. Pumayat ka na, kasama yun sa iyong New Year's resolution, eh, maging healthy this year, tapos makatulong, help others pa with their goals. Oh, so, you're hitting two birds in one stone. Nakatulong ka pa kaya BFF. Pasok. Pwede yun? Okay, pasok daw. Okay, so ipasok mo na rin siguro yung ating number seven, top boy band songs of all time. This is 1964 hit song by the band The Temptations. Here's the song, My Girl. And yun nga ang song ng The Temptation na My Girl noong 1964. Napaka-classic, di ba? At ang pumasok naman sa number 7 natin na most failed resolution is quit smoking, drinking, or bad habits. Meron ka ba niyan? Well, dito sa part na ito, wala akong may tutulong sa'yo. Guilty rin ako rito eh. Well, siguro, ang masasabi ko sa'yo, i-limit mo na lang siguro yung number of sticks or bote ka bayan, no? Wala talaga ako may tutulong. Pass ako rito, pass. Pass tayo dito. Guilty eh. So now, ang ating number 6, ang ating nasa number 6, a hit song in the year 1995 by the band Take That. So here is Take That with their hit song Back for Good.
I guess now it's time for me to give up. I think it's time. Got a picture of you beside me. Got your lipstick mark still on your coffee cup. Oh yeah. Got a fist of your emotion. Got a head of shattered dreams. Gotta leave it. Gotta leave it all behind now. Whatever I said, whatever I didn't mean it. I just want you back for good.
Want you back, want you back, want you back for good.
Whenever I'm wrong, just tell me the song and I'll sing it. You'll be right and understood.
Want you back, want you back,
I want you back for good. Unaware, but underlined. I figured out the story.
No, no,
wasn't good.
No, no.
But in a corner of my mind, I celebrated glory.
But that
was not to be. In the twist of separation, you excelled at being free. Can't you find, a little room inside for me? Whatever I said, whatever I did, I didn't mean it. I just want you back for good. See, I want you back for good. Whatever I'm wrong, just tell me the song and I'll sing it. You'll be right and understood. I want you back for good.
I want you back for good. Yan nga ang sabi ng bandang Take That noong 1995. Hindi ko rin kilala yung band. Kilala mo ba yung Take That na band? Pero itong song na to is very iconic up to this day. A timeless song. Yan. So, pag narinig mo sa radyo to noong 90s, parang ano eh, yung basta parang magandang melody and the message ng song, yun. Napaka-iconic na song ito. So, moving on. Ang nasa number 6 naman na most failed resolution of all time ay, ito daw yung learn something exciting. Siguro, ano to, ano kaya? Maybe photography, play piano, or guitar, siguro. Pero sa akin, ha, share ko lang. Inumpisaan ko actually learning the AI. Kasi pakiramdam ko kasi magagamit ko siya. At may entertain ako while doing it at the same time. So, ang may share ko dyan para ma-fulfill mo, hanap ka ng something na parang ganun. Something that interests you at siguro hindi ka ma-stress na aralin siya. Hindi yung nakita mo si ganito, marunong maganyan, gawin ko rin yan. Iba-iba yung gift natin eh, kabayan. So, if you haven't discovered yours, not too late. Kaklasiko nun sa Comsa eh, ilang taon siya, 55 years old, tapos nakagraduate. Astig yun, Lodi, Pet Malu. Okay, moving on. Ang ating nasa number 5, hulaan mo. A hit song in the year 1992, tops the charts in US, UK, and even here in NZ. Here's the boy band, ano to? Boys to Men with their hit song, End of the Road.
We belong together, and you know that I'm right. Why do you play with my heart? Why do you play with my heart?
Thank you, salamat. Yun nga ang bandang Boys to Men with their song End of the Road na hindi ko masyadong alam actually eh. Ang alam ko, kilala ang Boys to Men pero ang alam ko na papasok dyan is siguro yung Bended Knee or yung ano eh, I'll make love to you. Ang hilig mo talaga sa luhuran tsaka sa make love, no DJ? Ay, ano ba yan? Well, okay, tama na. Moving on. Medyo kailangan ko na magbadali, no? Ang nasa number 5 na ang ating most failed na New Year's resolution ay... Ito daw ay ang staying fit or healthy. Staying fit or healthy. Lagi itong nasa listahan, di ba? Yung mga artista na nga may mga fitness coach yan para, yun na, para talagang may nangungulit sa kanila to stay fit. So... Nasagot ko na yata kanina to, hanap ka ng friend mo siguro na with the same goal para kayong dalawa yung magkulitan. Hindi, para i-push nyo ang isa't isa para sa goal na ito. Okay, so moving on, ito na nga ang ating number 4 sa top 10 boy band songs. A hit song in the year 1990, sold million copies worldwide. Here's the band, New Kids on the Block with their hit song. step by step.
Step by step. Ooh, baby, gonna get to you, girl. Step by step.
Grabe naman, classic yon. So once again, that's New Kids on the Block. Ito yung song na parang ano eh, katumbas ngayon ng ano ba? Opalite? Opalite siguro. Hindi, ito yung siguro pag narinig mo sa radyo, talagang mapapasayaw ka. Diba? Parang ano. So yun nga. That's once again, Step by Step by New Kids on the Block. And ang ating nasa number 4 listahan ng mga top 10 most failed New Year's resolution of all time. Drum roll. Ito daw yung enjoy life to the fullest. Medyo mahirap i-achieve to, ha? Siguro marami kang pera, siguro na hindi ka kailangan mag-work. Yung travel lang, hayahay, ganun. Siguro madali itong i-achieve. So, siguro wala ko masyadong may share sa inyo, pero meron ako mamayang way or method to achieve itong mga nasa list natin. Kaya moving on, pasok na muna tayo sa ating number 3, a hit song in the year 2000, tops the chart in US, Australia and NZ. Here's the band NSYNC with their song Bye Bye Bye. Bye bye bye, yun ang masasabi ko siguro na a hashtag deserve dito sa number 3 spot, no? So, yan ang bye 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 ng bandang NSYNC, at pasok na tayo sa number 3 most failed resolution natin worldwide or of all time and in all time. Ito nga ang spend less and save more. Well, mahirap 'to gawin kung ano, lagi kang nakatambay sa mall, no? Gusto mo mag-save more pero lagi kang nasa mga sale. So, yun. Iwasan mo muna siguro yung kaka-browse din sa Temu or kakatambay sa malls. Hirap kasi, dalawa lang yung paa mo pero ang dami mong sapatos. Okay, yun lang ang may share ko dyan. And moving on, ang ating nasa number 2, a hit song in year 1999, taps the chart in 15 countries worldwide, and sana nakikinig ang HEA Boys dito. Kasi tonight, here's the band Backstreet Boys with I Want It That Way.
Yeah. You are my fire, the one desire, believe when I say I want it that way. But we are two worlds apart, can't reach to your heart.
that's once again the Backstreet Boys. Ramdam ko napainda ka. Ramdam ko napainda ka while we were playing that song. And who wouldn't? Ah, grabe yan, grabe yan. Napaka-iconic na song nung 90s. 90s ba? Tama, di ba? Yun, tingnan nga natin. 1999. So, kasi almost year 2000 na yun. So, I want it that way. Now, ang ating number 2 na most failed New Year's resolution ay... get organized. Tapos ang kamay dyan ang guilty. Guilty ka dyan? De, malawa kasi yung ibig sabihin niyan eh. May maayos sa bahay pero kalat sa buhay. Wow, lalim ah. Wow, lalim ng DJ ah. Grabe yun ah. Yun. So, kotse ko nga sa totoo lang parang may gubat na eh. kaya wala. Hindi rin kita matutulungan dito. Ha? Next na tayo. Next na. Yun. At ang nanguna. Oh, wait daw. Runner-up muna, kala ko kasi papasok tong song na to, etong band na to. Ewan ko kung mag-agree kayo, pero ang personal na insertion ko, ha? Salty ko yarn, may insertion. Ipasok natin siguro ang 98 Degrees nung 1998 din na I Do. Kakantayin ko? For the rest of my life, you don't have to think twice. I will. Oh, tama na. Okay na yon. Okay, yon. Okay na. Yan ang ating runner-up, I Do by 98 Degrees. And once again, ang nanguna, ang ating number one at the top spot, eto nga, ang a hit song in the year 1969, a timeless classic, sold million copies worldwide. Here's the band, the Jackson 5, with their hit song, I Want You Back. That's Jackson 5, yun nga sa song nila na I Want You Back noong 1969. And ang nanguna sa ating most failed resolution of all time, hulaan mo, drum roll. Ito, laging nandun. Lose weight. Yeah, kasi yung kanina stay fit eh. Ito naman, lose weight. Yan, nakapag-suggest na tayo dyan kanina kung paano yan gagawin. Hanap ka ng friend mo na... with the same goal. And there you have it, top 10 boy band songs at ang top 10 most failed New Year's resolutions of all time combo. Now, para sa mga hindi natin nabigyan ng kasagutan kanina kung paano matutupad ang New Year's resolution na yan, and for all that, what you have in mind na wala sa nabanggit sa listahan, here's an effective way to achieve them. Ang unang gawin, kabayan, ay isulat mo sila or iprint and idikit mo somewhere na very visible sa'yo always. And beside at least, lagyan mo siguro ng first, second, third quarter, and fourth quarter. So, ang gagawin mo dyan is i-rate mo ang iyong improvement quarterly from 1 to 10. Through this, mamomonitor mo closely ang iyong improvement per item na nasa iyong listahan. So, very simple method pero subalit itapwat, very effective. Ang sabi nga nila, great things start from small beginning. Wow. Milo yarn. Baka naman, no, Milo. Okay, sana po ay may napulot kayong aral mula dito sa amin ngayong gabi. Mag-ingat ka, kabayan. And yun, mula dito sa ORFM, mula dito sa sulok ng mundo namin, dito sa ORFM, masaganang bagong taon po sa lahat. And God bless. God bless the Philippines.
Kwentuhan Pino tayo magkasama.
Kwentuhan, tawanan, musika at balita.
Dito sa ORFM, damang-dama ang saya.
Kwentuhan Pilipino para sa ating lahat. Kwentuhan
Salamat sa pakikinig. Thank you for listening to Kwentuhang Pilipino on 105.4 OARFM. Hope you get inspiration from these stories we shared today. Once again, this is Kwentuhang Pilipino, brought to you by DPCI. No goodbyes. Instead, we say, see you next time in the next episode. Ciao!
This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On Air.